From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says people coming from the seven Muslim-majority nations currently under a temporary travel restriction may remain under that ban indefinitely. He also said other countries could be added to the list. But Kelly said the vast majority of Muslims entering the U.S. can do so without hindrance.
The vast majority of the 1.7 billion Muslims that live on this planet, the vast majority of them, have all other things being equal, have access to the United States.
President Donald Trump's executive order suspends entry to all refugees for 120 days, bans Syrian refugees indefinitely, and blocks those from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. for 3 months. White House spokesman Sean Spicer defended the order as a way to protect Americans.
It's trying to make sure that people understand that the process is working correctly, it's working very well, that the government is doing what it's supposed to protect its people. And that's the number one thing that we can do.
Meanwhile, hundreds of State Department officials have reportedly signed an internal dissent memo protesting the ban. Spicer said they should get with the program or they can go. UN Chief Antonio Guterres criticized the travel restriction as a blind measure that likely will fan extremist propaganda. Four men charged with directing a major heroin trafficking ring have been extradited from Kenya to the United States. One of the suspects, Baktash Akasha, who prosecutors say led a Kenyan crime family involved in distributing heroin and methamphetamines. Another suspect is his brother, Ibrahim. The charges stem from a U.S. investigation into the Akasha organization, believed to be a major smuggling operation connecting the poppy fields of Afghanistan to European and American cities. This is VOA News. The next round of U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria has been delayed from February 8 to 20. U.N. Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said it will allow a ceasefire arranged in late December to take hold. Efforts to shore up the truce was the object of January talks in Kazakhstan. The U.N. diplomat said the disparate opposition will have more time to come up with a delegation.
If by 8th of February the opposition will not be ready to come up with a unified group, I will have to apply what I've not yet applied, to actually select the delegation.
Meanwhile, the World Food Program announced Tuesday it's resuming food airdrops to the government-held city of Deir al-Zour, besieged by Islamic State fighters. New U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Tuesday said the world should be alarmed at the latest Iranian ballistic missile test, which she said violates a 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran. Haley warned the missile launched Sunday was capable of carrying a nuclear warhead.
They know that they are not supposed to be doing any production of ballistic missile testings that can carry nuclear weapons. So if you look at what they've done, here they have a payload of 500 kilograms that could go in a range of 300 kilograms. That is more than enough to be able to deliver a nuclear weapon.
Iran said it would never use missiles to attack another country, insisted missile tests are neither part of the nuclear accord or a Security Council resolution endorsing the pact. The UN Security Council Tuesday expressed grave concern over what it called a dangerous deterioration of security in eastern Ukraine in fighting between pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian troops. The council called for immediate return to the Minsk ceasefire. Ukraine's ambassador Volodymyr Yelchenko said the fighting centers around Avdiivka despite a two-year truce.
The fighting going on for the fifth day right now. There is a lot of casualties. The whole area is basically cut off electricity and any other supplies.
At least eight people are known to have been killed, dozens wounded in the latest violence. President Donald Trump late Tuesday nominated appellate court Judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the seat vacated by the death of Associate Justice Antonin Scalia. Trump praised him as a brilliant jurist.
Not only are we looking at the writings of the nominee, and I studied them closely, but he is said to be among the finest and most brilliant, oftentimes the writings, of any judge for a long, long time.
The 49-year-old Gorsuch expected to face stiff confirmation hearings in the Senate. A London-based environmental group, Global Witness, Tuesday accused senior Honduran politicians and business leaders of leading a violent crackdown on indigenous and rural Hondurans. It said more than 120 people have been killed since 2010. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.